In Austin, you said?
Mm-hmm. I forget, yes. We still think of that as the university.
Were you majoring in anything there, or were you just...
No, it was just my first year. I hadn't definitely made up my mind. It probably would have been journalism.
And tell me about your activities here, your social activities here.
Well, I belong to the Dogwood Garden Club, which is quite active. And, of course, I belong to the Daughters Republic of Texas. I belong to the Harvey Woman's Club, which is our new club that we're immensely proud of. We've just finished building year before last. Beautiful thing.
Tell me about some of the things you do with the clubs.
Well, our Dogwood Garden Club, we are a garden club, but we are really civic, more than actually just, you know, flower arrangements and that sort of thing. We do that too, but every year we have, which is unique here, nobody's ever done it before, we have a Christmas, well, we call it a pilgrimage. Actually, we have homes open the first week in December. We have two homes and the Howard House Museum. There we have our refreshments and our bazaar. And then we have two other homes, and we decorate them. And they are really, we really do a good job. And that's where we make our money, to do the things that we do. And we put the flagpole up at the courthouse. We have built the entrance to the Dogwood Park at the gates, brick gates. We have, oh mercy, I should have had all that written down. I didn't think about you want that.
Oh, just tell me about it.
Well, I'm trying to think what else we have done civically. Oh, did you see John H. Reagan's monument over here when you came in?
On the edge?
Yes, yes. Well, it had been pretty badly used over the years, and some young, I don't know who, got up and broke his hand off. You know, he's pointing like this. I'm not sure why, but that is a Copini statue, by the way. If you know anything about Copini, that is, he did it. He did that for us. And they broke the hand off, and so we had that put back, which was quite an expense. We had a man in San Antonio, I don't remember his name now, but did that, put the hand back on that for us. And we landscaped the monument, and we keep it up. We keep the landscape. The city, now I'm going to put that in. Well, I mean, the city told us that they, you know, they just were not going to be responsible for keeping the landscaping up. So we've kept that up. We do that. We also landscape, as I said, we built the gates for the Dogwood Trail, and we keep that landscaped. And, oh dear, what else have we done? We've done a lot for the Howard House Museum. We give money to it every year. And this past year, the house is, of course, old, and it needs some work done on the foundations. Need some work, and we give them anywhere from $800 to $1,000 every year out of what we make over there, and we are keeping it up real helping too. And I just can't think of everything that we do right now, but we do an awful lot here.
It sounds like you
in
do.
Fact, we do spend more money than any garden club in town because we make more. We've got this pilgrimage that we make an awful lot of money every year, so we have the money to spend.
Well,
and
good.
We do spend it. And then, of course, I'm active in my church.
What works your church?
Well, with the women's work, with women of the church. That's what we call our women's organization, the women of the church. And, of course, that's just our women. We do a lot of things in the church town now. And, like, we bought velvet cushions for the seats and things like that, you know. And my church work, and that's it. As I said, I'm eligible for the DAR, but I don't go into it because I just don't like to spread myself too thin. And one patriotic organization is enough, and I'd rather be in the Daughters Republic of Texas than in...
To be in that, you have to, you were saying...
Yes, and I got my land grant out late night. I thought this morning I thought maybe you might be interested in seeing it.
I would like to see that.
Yeah. Here it is right here. Of course, as I said, it's a photostatic copy. Now then, I've got the translation of most of it, I think, here.
Martin.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.